You're listening to Movie Sucktastic.
Like some bad movie.
All right, we're back
at it again. Another episode of Movie Sucktastic. Another movie, another Oscar film.
Another horror.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I didn't mention it last episode when we did Frankenstein, but very happy that the Oscars, the Academy, is taking notice of these really excellent horror films and nominating them now. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had The Substance, which was my favorite film of all the nominees last year. and this year, we got two more. We got Frankenstein and we got Sinners. And I don't
ever believe... since Get Out, I think we've they've been more receptive.
Yeah. I mean, Begonia isn't a horror film, but it's definitely in the fantasy sci-fi kind of like area. Unless I haven't seen it yet, so I'm guessing.
I've seen it described as a thriller.
Okay. I mean, even those types of movies don't normally get nominated for Oscars. For Best Picture, I mean.
No, I definitely agree. If it was only five, I don't know if Sinners would have gotten the cut, made the cut, but
it absolutely would have. Because it got nominated for 16 fucking Oscars.
Yeah,
and
you know
Ryan
what,
Coogler
right.
got nominated for director. They absolutely would have made this. Would have made the short list of five. Do I think it even deserves the short list of five? No. Did I like the film? I liked it very much. Do I think it's even Best Picture
That's
material?
Great film.
Do I think it's Best Picture material? No, I do not.
Yeah. Oh yes, it is. Oh, definitely.
I don't think so.
I disagree, sir.
No,
I disagree.
I don't think this is a film that normally would get nominated, or win. Or potentially even win Best Picture. I really don't. It's extremely well made. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I do not think this is Best Picture material. I really don't.
Okay. All right.
I just don't. I'm sorry.
So, yeah. Okay.
I mean, you can give me reasons why you think it is, and I will hopefully be able to counter.
Overall. The one thing I got to say is I'm very, very, very happy that in an authentically black cinematic feature like this has gained such widespread acclaim and acceptance. Really, in this day and age, I need that. I need the whole public going, yes.
You're cutting out again, and your video has been...
No, I just stopped.
Your video has been still for a while, but your audio is still fine.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't said anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When you paused, I thought your video went out too. I was just waiting for it to happen.
I gotcha.
So.
Tell me more. How about you feel about the film then? Because since you don't think it's Best Picture,
I enjoyed the film. I think it's a great little vampire movie. I just don't think that it's a Best Picture film. I don't.
I like the structure of the film. How it feels kind of like From Dusk Till Dawn, where it's almost like one kind of film for the first half.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed the pivot. I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what I think the film relies heavily on are really good performances. And I think that's why it got the attention that it did, you know, for a Best Picture nomination. And what was his name? Delroy Lind? No, I have that backwards. It's Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had it right. Delroy Lindo. Michael B. Jordan. I don't think Michael B. Jordan gives a best actor performance here, but...
But he played twins.
I know he plays twins, but they're kind of the same person. They're only slightly different. It's not like one has completely different characteristic than the other. They are pretty much the same fucking person. So I'm sorry. I enjoyed the performances that he did for both, but you know, one has a gold tooth, the other one doesn't. Because if they didn't do that, you're not gonna be able to fucking tell the difference. All right. So
well, they are twins.
That, I know, but usually when twins are happening, it's like somebody's hair is different, you know, or somebody has facial hair and one the other doesn't. They do things like that. This it's literally the same motherfucking person.
I immediately flashed the Woody Harrelson in Now You See Me Too.
Oh God. But you know, and this is up for 16 nominations. It broke the record for most nominations, which was previously at 14. So yeah, so
even
I mean,
without the new category,
it broke the record.
It would have broke the record anyway. Yes,
it would have had 15. So let's go over what it's nominated for real quick.
Okay.
So that new category is, it's up for Best Picture, but that new category is Best Casting. So it's up for that. It's up for Cinematography, Makeup and Hairstyling, Original Score, Original Song, which the song is I Lied to You, Best Sound, Best Visual Effects, Best Directing, Best Actor in a Leading Role, Michael B. Jordan, Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Delroy Lindo, Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role, Wunmi Masaku, Best Original Screenplay for Ryan Coogler, Best Production Design, Best Costume Design, and Best Film Editing. I don't know
Wins.
I don't know what this ends up walking away with.
I don't think it gets anything in the actor or actress categories.
I don't think so either. I don't think it wins Best Score. I think that's going to one battle after another. It could
maybe
end
song.
Up, maybe song. It's not getting sound. I firmly believe F1 is getting that. Visual effects. Maybe visual effects, but I thought, hold on. It's competition. You have Avatar, Jurassic World, Rebirth, The Lost Bus, Sinners, and F1. It's, visual effects is going to Avatar. It's, you know, the movie costs too goddamn much for it.
Shouldn't
not
that
to
be
get.
Under animated feature?
You know, it should. It really should. Somebody said that recently to James Cameron, that the film was 100% animated, and he got mad.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Oh okay. Maybe it was you that told me that. Somebody told me recently. I might
probably
have
me. Because I'm enjoying it too much.
Best Directing. I don't think it wins there. Best Original Screenplay. Best Original Screenplay. What do we got in there? We've got Blue Moon, It Was Just an Accident, Marty Supreme, Sentimental Value, and Sinners. I wouldn't be surprised.
I've only seen two of those so far.
I wouldn't be surprised if it went to Marty Supreme or Blue Moon. But Sinners is definitely in the conversation.
Yeah, definitely. The only other one I've seen is Sentimental Value, and I don't. It's not a favorite for me.
Gotcha. Then you also have Production Design. Production Design. I think that's going to go to Frankenstein, but
yeah,
they're both period pieces. Hamnet. Oh, geez, maybe Hamnet.
True.
One battle after another. Yeah, that's a tough one. Marty Supreme. As a matter of fact, with the exception of One Battle After Another, every single film is a period piece in Production Design.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because Sinners is, what, the 40s?
Something like that.
Frankenstein is the early 19th century. Hamnet, I think, is also 19th century. I forget what year that, it's forever ago. Marty Supreme is the 50s. One Battle After Another is present day. So, interesting. I don't know. And then film editing, I think that goes to F1 and costume design. Mm-hmm. Costume design, it's Frankenstein, Hamnet, or Sinners. Probably going to go to Hamnet or Frankenstein. Don't know yet. Mm-hmm. Of the 16 nominations, I think this thing maybe walks away with like two or three. It's nice to be nominated.
It's not going to sweep like Titanic did.
No. I think one battle after another is going to win. I think it's going to get Best Director. I think it's going to get Best Picture. I think it's going to... Of the 13, 12 or 13 it's nominated for, I bet it walks away with 7 or 8 when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think one battle after another, it's Paul Thomas Anderson's year. I really believe that. So, anyway, we should start reviewing Sinners.
Well, you know, Sinners is one of those films that everybody was talking about, everybody saw, everybody went in, you know, great detail.
It was a huge hit. It was actually this year, I think it was top 5 for Warner Brothers as far as box office. And mm-hmm. Ryan Coogler mm-hmm. made some, like, crazy-ass deal with Warner Brothers, and they were all reporting before the film came out, because they were like, wow, what a weird and crazy deal. It was something like Warner Brothers has the rights to the film for a decade, but then it comes back to Ryan Coogler and he has the complete rights to the movie after that, or some shit like that.
Right, because the film was so personal to him. It took a lot of personal family and like historical references from himself that he worked into the film. So it's very personal for him.
Right.
You know. Yeah. So.
Wow, your video ain't working anymore.
that's okay.
I mean, your picture is on the screen, but it just ain't moving. You look surprised, like
last known photo.
You just look like something happened. That's your still.
But I mean, anyway. As far as I would put Sinners in my top 5 vampires list. I would bump something else out and put it. This goes up there with Near Dark.
Oh,
and
that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, this is as far as just like not just my favorite, but like just great vampire films. There aren't that many.
Yeah.
This makes the top 5.
We putting Vamp in there? Vamp in our top 5? I've always liked Vamp.
That's in my personal top 5.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I love Vamp. And Dust Till Dawn, again, like this had a lot of... My mother said, it's like the old Dust Till Dawn. It didn't start until like halfway through. So, yeah, good call. You're watching. You're paying attention, Mom.
but the build-up, the lead-up to the halfway point was excellent. Like, it was just... It's just a very well-made, competent film.
And like the whole parallels of like racism and colonialism,
right?
Involved with the Irish and the black, and then I mean that the whole musical sequence, everyone was just rating that alone might get it best editing. Just that musical sequence.
I mean, yeah. It's possible. I mean, that whole musical sequence where they're all dancing together in unison, mm-hmm. You know, because the one vampire, you know. He's building, you know, a family. That's really what he's doing, you know. And
right.
He wants a community, sure, family. And once they've turned, they're all connected, you know, in a weird way. It's, you know, once they've turned, they're connected.
They're like a hive mind.
Yeah, like a root system, exactly. And it's just an interesting take on that. I know it's mm-hmm. been done before, but it's really well done.
Doesn't love a film that? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the main plot point is the head vampire. He's after the one kid, the guitar player, because his music made him feel. Back to his roots. I think that those were his exact words or something like that. And he wanted to bring him in so that he could feel that again, because when you get turned, you're connected. So that is really the main point. And of course, it's violent and they don't care who's in the way. But in the end, what he's doing is selfish, but he wants to do it so that him and then everyone else that has turned can enjoy his playing and all that. It's an interesting take on why they're after someone or why they're doing what they're doing. So
yeah, definitely.
But best picture, it is not.
Oh.
Listen, I really enjoyed the film.
I also like how they handled like the knowledge of vampirism, because they had the one voodoo lady who's like, you know, halfway through is like, oh no, this is vampires.
Yeah. And she's like, nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
Yes, and everybody falls right in line when she says that too.
Of course.
It's like, because whatever. Again, I like the simplicity of it. It was like, you know,
when she talks, you listen. It's the way that works.
Man, no, it's a great film. It's all the speechless. The cinematography is great. The screenwriting is great. The acting, like you said, it's a performance driven film. It is really driven by the performances of these characters.
100%.
You know, the plot is you know, nothing fancy. It's easy to follow.
Oh yeah. No, it's.
I disagree with you on it not being best picture quality, but not strongly enough to, like, you know, trade blows or anything.
Of course not. I mean, listen, I just don't think, when I think best picture, it's not the movie I think of. I just don't. You know, just the way some people probably thought The Substance, like, this is nominated for best picture. It's like, you goddamn right probably, it is.
I say it has also broke another world record. This is the film with the most possible oral sex in an Oscar nominated film. Holy, why is Cunningling this a subplot?
Right? Movie. I want to taste you.
I'm glad I didn't watch this with my mother.
Right? I mean, Mara and I watched it and We just heard one of the kids walking in and we're like, pause it. I mean, they're 13 and 15 at this point, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no one talks about how eating pussy is like a subplot to the whole film.
I know. She's like, oh, I've been sweating all day. It's like, what the fuck? you don't want to go down there. He's like, yeah, I do.
Surprised it wasn't a post-credit sequence,
right?
Jeez!
Oh, you got anyway, it in my eye. Oh man. Anyway.
So what do you think about rating this film? Since you're not thinking it's best picture right now, it's a 7.5, which also Frankenstein was 7.5 when we reviewed it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think. Listen, you'll probably try and talk me into a 9. I'll probably bend the knee, but I think an 8, I'd be fine with an 8 on this.
I was leaning 9.
I mean, we can go 9. Just because I can give this a 9 and still not think it should be nominated for Best Picture. There are plenty of movies that we've given 9s and even 10s, and it sure as hell doesn't mean it's going to win Best Picture, you know? So, I mean, we've definitely handed out, like, Nightcrawler. Mm-hmm. We gave that a 10. And, yeah. I mean, we felt it should have been nominated for Best Picture, but it didn't even get anywhere. It didn't sniff the Oscars except for screenplay, I believe, that year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it happens. But again, like I said, this is one of the better Oscar years.
I'm good with a 9. I'm
really, there's hardly any films I don't want to see on this list, and so far I've only seen one that I didn't care for, and it wasn't bad. I just didn't care for it.
Was that Sentimental Value?
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd I guess?
Yeah.
I mean, Let's go 9. 9 is fine.
Yep. Done.
I mean, listen, if you were going 10, I'm like, I can't give this a 10.
I
couldn't give it a 10 and say it shouldn't be nominated for Best Picture. That is oil and water. That doesn't mix.
But now, yeah. What do you think we're going to review next week?
Well, let's see. So what do we have left? So we've got 8 movies left. Right. Begonia, F1, Hamnet is not available. Marty Supreme is not available. But everything else is. One Battle is available, Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Train Dreams, Begonia, and F1. So there are 6 movies available. So we can pick the 2 right now if you want.
Sure. What are you in the mood for?
Honestly, I mean, I've already seen One Battle after another. What was the pairing for that?
Secret Agent.
Secret Agent. Well, Secret Agent's available now. So, I mean, we could go Secret Agent. What are the other pairings? Sentimental Begonia Value was Value. With Train Dreams, right?
No, that was with Begonia.
Train Dreams was with... Oh, Sentimental Value was Begonia?
Yeah, Hamnet was with Train Dreams.
Okay.
I really want to see Begonia. Let's do Begonia and... Sentimental Value?
All right, I could probably get... Well, Mayor wants to watch Begonia, too. And, you know, Sentimental Value being the type of film that it is, she's probably going to want to watch that as well. So I could probably get her
well,
to
that
watch
one's 2 hours and that one's 2 hours and 15 minutes. But the it's pretty much 2 hours. It's almost 15 minutes of credits with, like, the foreign credits and everything.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it won't matter. That, you know, Sentimental Value is more up her alley than mine. So if I can get her to watch definitely. It with me, that'll help.
Definitely.
All right, let's do that. So we're going to do Begonia and Sentimental Value next week.
Save the green planet.
Sweet. I hope so. All right, let me go ahead and load this up for... Let's end the show. All right, there you go. We just reviewed Sinners, and you should definitely see that. We reviewed Frankenstein just before. Absolutely see that as well. Next week, we're going to do Begonia and Sentimental Value. So definitely stay tuned for that while we review both of those films. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 463 of Movie Sucktastic. You can go to our website at moviesucktastic.com and you can download, listen, or watch any of the shows that we have available. You just click watch. It'll take you right to YouTube and you can watch any of these. Or you can download or listen to them right on the website. You can go to iTunes and you can listen to our shows there as well. You can also go to facebook.com/moviesucktastic and you can see everything that we've been posting there. Go to letterboxd.com/moviesucktastic and you can see everything Scott's been posting there. You can also leave us email at themovieguys@moviesucktastic.com. And if you want to leave us voicemail, it's 908-514-4470, even though we technically don't have a phone number right now, but I'm not going to stop saying it. Not yet, anyway. You can also download our podcast player at moviesucktastic.com/mst.apk, or more simply, just download your favorite podcast player and do a search for Movie Sucktastic. All of our stuff comes right up. You can also do that in a browser search, and you can listen to us a host of different ways. We've recently been put on Spotify and iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, Stitcher, blah, 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 Sirius Satellite Radio. It's all in there. Just do a search for us and we come up just about everywhere. 100% free. Just listen, have fun. Do you have any words of wisdom, Mr. Wilson?
I want to taste you.
Oh God. I thought you were talking right to me. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week when we review Begonia and Sentimental Value. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.